4. Picking up his Line 1 phone, Willis Graham, council chairman of the Extraordinary Committee for Public Safety, bantering, said,
"How's the capture of Provoni coming, Director? Any new news?"
He chuckled. God knew where Thor's Provoni was. Probably dead long ago on some airless planetoid far away. Police Director Lloyd Barnes said stonily,
"Are you speaking of media releases, sir?"
He laughed.
"Tell me what the TV and the papers are blabbing about now."
He could, of course, turn his own TV set on without having even to get out of bed, but he enjoyed raking his stuffed shirt police director over the coals re the Thor's Provoni situation. The color of Barnes' face usually proved interesting in a morbid sort of way, and being an unusual of the highest order, Graham could enjoy firsthand the chaos in the man's mind when it came to anything dealing with the topic of the runaway traitor. After all, it had been Director Barnes who had released Thor's Provoni from a federal prison 10 years ago, as rehabilitated.
"Provoni is going to narrowly slip through our fingers again," Barnes said gloomily.
"Why don't you say he's dead?"
It would have enormous psychological consequences on the population, and along the lines he would have liked to see.
"If he shows up here again, the basis of our situation would be jeopardized by merely showing up."
"Where's my breakfast?" Graham asked. "Tell them to bring it in."
"Yes, sir," Barnes said, nettled. "And what do you want? Eggs and toast? Fried ham?"
"Is there really ham available?" Graham asked. "Make it ham, with 3 chicken eggs. But make sure nothing's ersatz."
Not enjoying his servant role, Barnes muttered,
"Yes, sir,"
and got off the line. Willis Graham lay back against the pillows. One of his personal men immediately manifested himself and expertly propped the pillows up exactly as they should have been.
"Now where's the damn paper?"
Graham asked himself and held out his hand to receive it. Another of his personal staff members noted his gesture and adroitly produced the current 3 editions.